Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you join me today. And as we continue on in a message I've started this week on dealing with anger, and we've looked at what the Word has to say about the anger of the Lord. We did that yesterday. Oh, just a couple scriptures by way of refreshing. Psalm 103 and 8 says, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy." And Psalm 30 and 5 says, "For his anger endureth for a moment." And as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we were looking at the anger of man. Now, for God's people, unrestrained carnal anger is forbidden. We are not to respond that way. It's just an inability to control one of the the natural impulses of our flesh nature. That's true. I mean, whether it's appetite, sexual appetite, none of these appetites are wrong. However, how we choose to express them, indulge in them, that makes all the difference in the world. So as far as the anger of man, I'll just give a couple references. A very helpful one, Proverbs 15:1, "A soft anger turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger." And Proverbs 15:8, just a little bit further down, same chapter, "A wrathful man stirreth up strife." Have you ever been around people, they're just angry, they've got a spirit of anger, things are have happened in their lives or what they're currently dealing with that they haven't been able to resolve it, and the response, the natural response, is anger. We lash out at not only individuals who may we feel have harmed or wronged us, but on circumstances. Have you ever gotten angry at an inanimate object? Let me just say this. This is just one of my own pet things. I'm old enough that I can remember there was a time that when you purchased products, you could just open them easily. And it was, I don't know what year it was when, you know, they started putting horrible things in products, that now everything is sealed so effectively. Am I the only one that has problems getting stuff open? I mean, my goodness, you open ink cartridges for the printers. I mean, they are like, you almost need a bomb to open those things. But I remember a time that we didn't have that. Why? Only because the increased wickedness of man, children, people were being harmed. And so that's why manufacturers of everything, they now have protective sealing and coverage so that whatever they're selling is not harmed or tampered with, especially true in the area of food. So have you found that, Proverbs 15:8, "A wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife." That there are those that if they're angry in their circumstances or whatever the situation is, it's like it's a spirit. We're really dealing with the spirits of the realm of darkness. It's not just the enemy is using the weakness in our flesh to cause us to just blow up, for example, have a temper tantrum. And those that are angry, wherever they go, there's always problems. Have you known people like that? People in the church? I mean, nothing pleases them. Nothing satisfies them. I can recall an instance years ago, my goodness, this had to be probably in the early 80s, we were having church in Oakland. Brother Glass was at that point still alive. And there was they were a mature Christian couple, really love God. And they Yet they were constantly critical and disapproving. Brother Klaus wasn't preaching enough, or he was ministering too much. He wasn't preaching the word enough. There was no way you could satisfy them. They had that critical, angry spirit that things weren't being done the way they felt it should be done. Well, as circumstances had it, a mutual friend, another minister in another area of the country knew of a situation. A church needed a pastor. There were about 100 people there and good tithers. And of course, they were mature. They went into ministry, went a move to that state to be pastor of that church. So now they could be obedient to God. Anyway, in less than a year, that church folded. Okay, so apparently we have to be careful of criticism and anger because, unless we have not just the learning, the understanding in terms of intellectually, but unless we have the character to match the responsibility we're given, it's dangerous. That's why the word counsels, don't put a young Christian in a position of leadership, lest pride take them over. We have to be, and I know there are exceptions, some of the pastors around the world in areas where the church is persecuted, they could be very young in years. We're just talking about norms of behavior and instruction according to the Word of God. We can always find exceptions, right? So, he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. And let me share now, this is a new passage, Proverbs 19 and 11. It talks about discretion. And here we see that it means that if we will defer our anger, if we will be willing to wait on God, we will see that God can undertake. That's pretty powerful. He that rules his own spirit, that is an extremely powerful statement because that shows the degree of perfection that one can have in terms of one's, that's where the real battle is. We can't control other people, but we certainly can control our actions and our behavior. All right, having said all that, what does Proverbs 19 and 11 say? The discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. All right, let's break that down. The discretion, what does it mean to be discreet? That's the noun, that's an adjective. Discretion is the noun, the discretion of a man. That means to be careful about what one says or does. A synonym would be prudent, another way to describe discretion or discreet. And to defer, again, my Bible's the King James. I don't have problems in understanding it. I mean, as far as the use of the Old English, to defer his anger. To defer means to postpone or delay, to yield with courtesy. All right, so let's hear that again. The discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. In other words, not to make a big deal of it, just to let it go. Now, you certainly can pray, and there's also an important aspect of waiting on God. There are times when something might happen to anger you, and as you wait on God, he just might leave it. Just don't deal with it. Just I'll take care of it. And to have the right attitude, to pray for the person, the incident, whatever. Or there may be a time, again, waiting on his timing, that you should speak to the person, address the situation, whatever the issue is. Okay, now let's go on. We're still on the anger of man. References in the Bible, Proverbs 22 and 24. This is some pretty sound counsel, beloved. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go. Well, okay, how come? Why not? Well, it goes on to say, it explains why, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. That's why in the Word of God, we are to influence people for good with the gospel, with our righteous speech and our attitudes, our behavior. But if we associate with evil, that's why the Lord says, come out of them. Come out of her, my people, speaking of Babylon, the wickedness of this world. Don't have any part of the evil of the world systems, because that refers to evil association and evil example. If you hang, you know, birds of a feather flock together, even if your intentions are totally pure and sincere, and you want to help a person, you have to be very discreet, if you will, listening to the Lord as to what he would have you do. He may just have you be planting some seeds. That's all. And then you, as you pray, then God can go on using other people in that person's life to deal with issues. And so we are not to associate with those. Don't make a friendship. It's one thing to minister and to witness to people. It's another thing to become a friend. That's what the Lord's counseling against. Proverbs 27:4 says, wrath is cruel. It is. And anger outrageous. Proverbs 29:22 says, an angry man stirreth up strife. Have you known people like that? An angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man aboundeth in transgressions. And then Ecclesiastes 7:9, be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. Ooh, all right. Well, listen, on that note, looking at my time, I'm just bringing this broadcast to a close. And we're going to be looking, beginning tomorrow, at what Jesus had to say. We've just been looking at Old Testament scriptures, which are totally valid. It's the whole Word of God, the whole counsel of God that's important. But we're going to see what Jesus has to say regarding this situation of anger. And as always, I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. I would respond by mail. There is a ministry of correspondence. I wait on God, and he gives me what to share with those who write in. I personally handle the mail. No one else does that. And so I invite you to write. If you email, and you would, I will confirm receipt, pray for you, whatever the need. But if you would like to receive a personal letter of ministry, I invite you to share your mailing address, which is never, ever shared with anyone. God bless you. I love you. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.